Bobby Bone Show.
Bobby Bone.
We're about to play the show back for you on podcast, as you always hear. But let me recommend that you go check out the Bobbycast for no other reason than Morgan number two. We did a Bobbycast with her. So if you're listening to the show and you're always wondering about other people that you don't hear on the air so much, there is a Bobbycast with Morgan number two. And people like it or no? Morgan number two?
Yeah, people like it.
Do you feel like you're pretty well received?
I think so, yeah. I'm getting good tweets about it.
And isn't that all that matters in life?
Yes, good tweets.
Good tweets.
Yeah. So the show's about to start with what we did here on Tuesday, but go search Bobbycast. I mean, you're listening online anyway. So search Bobbycast and listen to Morgan number two's podcast. There's also one with Red Akins, wrote over 30 number ones. Thomas Rhett's dad. That ain't my truck. That's up there. So check those out on the Bobbycast. Thank you. Let's get the show started now. Here we go.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. We're transmitting across America.
Woo! This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Yeah, good morning. Welcome to Tuesday's show. By the way, two scams to look out for. Oh, by the way, good morning, studio.
Morning.
Man, I come here shot out of a cannon sometimes. One, there's this IRS scam where they call you and go, hey, I'm from the IRS, and people are giving their info.
Yeah.
Because why not? The IRS called you. Why not give them info?
They want your social, so.
And then two, another one is Uber drivers are eating a meal in the back seat. And then taking a picture of it and then charging you the fee. Since they don't have proof it wasn't you.
What?
Yeah.
That's rude.
Yeah, so they say make sure you take a photo in the back seat as you leave the car with the photo to prove there's no mess when you left. Because...
No, I don't have time for that.
They can charge you for the... Yeah. How about that? Yeah, good morning, everybody. Let me take this. Hey, you're on the air, Annie in Florida. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
Good, what's going on? It's early in the morning, I appreciate you calling.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I have been looking for your Bare Bones book all over, and I cannot find it.
I mean, I think the easiest way is Amazon, because all the bookstores are sold out, you know what I mean? Everywhere you go, like, can I get a copy of Bare Bones? They're like, oh, we just sold out. Just go to Amazon.
Yeah.
I mean, now, not being funny, just go to Amazon, and they'll have it to you in a day.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I went to four different bookstores yesterday looking for it.
They all go, so we can't keep it in stock. It's sold out.
You're amazing.
No, really, they're like, what is that? Bare Bones, is that about science?
Bobby Bones. Recognizing people, doing cool things.
It's ICU.
Amanda Nally is a mail carrier in Forsyth County, Georgia. And she noticed the mail had started piling up at 84-year-old Rodney Garner's house. She knew he was usually excited to get the mail, and he wasn't coming out, so she said, oh, I wonder what's happening. So she called authorities. They knocked his door down. They found him collapsed on the floor. He had fallen 2 days prior.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. They got him to the hospital. He's recovering. But had she not called, he'd have just been on the floor, and who knows what would have happened.
Wow.
So to Amanda Nally, the mail carrier, I see you. That's awesome. I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymond in the Washington, D.C. area. The FBI intercepted six suspicious packages. They had explosives, fuses, other things. They also had disturbing messages in them. The FBI is still investigating. In other news, outside of Los Angeles, a large mountain lion in the backyard of a home was caught safely. They were able to do this with the help of a drone. And finally, in weather news, severe weather today across Texas. Lots of rain and thunderstorms. And the South is going to get hit pretty hard this week with rain, so be careful on those roads.
The Bobby Bones Show.
So who has more Instagram followers? Are you ready?
Ready.
Luke Bryan or Ryan Seacrest?
Luke Bryan?
Correct.
Wow.
Luke Bryan has 4 million. Seacrest has 3.3.
Oh, okay.
Who has more Instagram followers? Tom Cruise or Thomas Rhett?
Thomas Rhett.
Correct.
I just don't see Tom Cruise being very active on social media.
He just joined in January.
Oh, see what I mean?
Yeah. Who has more Instagram followers? David Schwimmer, Ross, or Matt LeBlanc, Joey?
Ooh.
Ross or Joey?
Joey,
that is correct. You're nailing these.
Okay.
Who has more Instagram followers? Brittany Aldean, Jason's wife.
Uh-huh.
Or Caroline Bryan, Luke's wife.
Oh my goodness. Brittany Aldean.
Correct.
Only because I follow Caroline Bryan too, and her name is hard to find. It's not Caroline Bryan.
Oh.
So people probably are trying to find her.
Who has more Instagram followers? Bobby Bones, that's me, mm-hmm. or Millie Bobby Brown, 11 from Stranger Things.
Oh, Bobby Bones?
Ooh. I have 627,000.
She has in the millions.
She has 13.8 million.
Wow.
Okay, sorry, I had a little too much hope in you. Okay.
It's a little different.
Yeah.
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 And one final one. Who has more Instagram friends or followers, Brett Eldridge or Kelsey Ballerini?
Oh, man. Woo, Kelsey. Oh, Brett, really?
1.2 million.
He's in the millions?
As compared to Kelsey, 1.1 million.
Oh, so super close.
Super close.
Okay. I guess he does do that robe singing.
I watch his Instagrams, though.
It's awkward sometimes.
Do you think it's awkward?
A little bit. He calls it like pillow time songs.
What is it? Bedhead.
Okay, I don't know what it's called, but it feels weird.
I like him.
No, but sometimes I even say, like, Brett, stop. Like, and I click to the next thing because he's laying there in bed, like, singing.
That's weird.
I'm sure. I don't know what percentage of the 1.2 million that follow him do what I do, where they're like, oh, this is awkward. Probably a small percentage.
Probably. Thank you for your thoughts, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The Bobby Bones Show. Tell me something good.
Lunchbox, let's go.
They say listen to your gut, and thank goodness this lady did. She's working at a food packing plant. There's 900 employees, and she's like, something in my gut tells me there's something wrong. So she tells everyone to evacuate. 3 minutes later, the place goes up in flames.
What?
Wow, what a story, babe. That's crazy.
No.
It really is.
It was a good story.
Yeah, I mean, listen to your gut. Story. Something was going, there's something rumbling in there going, yep. get them out. And she said, all right, got to get them out.
Usually for me, that's undercooked chicken, but for her, that's amazing. Wow, good story, babe. Amy, you're up.
So there's this 7-year-old little girl. She's obsessed with IKEA. Her mom doesn't know if it's like the little rooms that are all set up and arranged that made her love it so much, but she wrote them a letter saying she wanted to have her birthday party at IKEA.
Oh.
And I guess they got it. They're like, hey, this isn't really something we ever do, but you know what? We're going to throw you a party. You and 5 of your friends, you can come up to IKEA. They were invited to play in the children's ball pit. They ate Swedish meatballs, and they got to hang out in the store like it was their own.
I drove by the Denver IKEA,
mm-hmm.
and it was so big. They're always big.
Oh, they're huge, yeah. Is the Denver one extra big?
I don't know, but it was like Disneyland. It was so... It was on the side of the highway, so you saw all of it as you drove by. It wasn't on the side of a small road. It was a monster. So shout out to the Denver IKEA, the 10,000 employees there that are listening. How about this one here? This teenager, 18 years old, named Zach. He returned to the hospital for the first time since he was born, and he took 10 handmade rocking chairs because when he was a kid, he was born premature, and they rocked him every day as a premature baby. He found out, so he made these rocking chairs by hand mm-hmm. and took them to him.
Special.
That's right. What do you think about that, babe? It's a good one?
That's pretty interesting. That's cool that people have something to rock with, but I don't like being called babe, so it throws me off every time.
All right. That's Tell Me Something Good.
The Bobby Bones Show.
If you're new to the show, Amy has two kids, a daughter who's 10, a son who's 7. She adopted them from Haiti. We spent 5 years watching Amy go through the process of adoption, and now they've been here roughly how long?
3 months.
And so I guess you said something under your breath to them or at them.
Yeah, it was probably a week or so ago. It was a rough week or something. And I know I said it. I said, oh, you're driving me crazy.
But under your breath, not to
under them. My breath. Yeah. I did not say it to them.
Yeah.
I didn't even know if they heard me. And then last night I got a little bit frustrated and I guess they sensed the similar frustration. And my daughter just looked at me and said, Mom, are we driving you crazy? And my heart sunk because I don't want them to think they're driving me crazy. But really, they were driving me crazy. But it just made me think like kids hear everything.
Everything.
And then they repeat it back to you and they don't forget. I mean, there's been so many things where I'm like, okay, yeah, she's never going to let this go. They don't forget. But their little minds hear everything. And I just felt so horrible. So I'm going to really try to watch the things I say under my breath.
Eddie, you have two sons. You have to deal with that?
No, they hear everything, Bones. Like, everything. We deal with it all the time. My wife and I, we talk about stuff, and then, like, we find out my junior 10-year-old was just right outside the door listening to everything. I'm like, great.
Oh, they were purposely listening.
Oh, my house isn't that big, so they're everywhere, and I feel like if we want to talk, we have to go outside, close the doors, and, like, have a private conversation.
Whisper.
You have to put on helmets and walkie-talkies?
Yeah.
Amy said that her... Which would your kids learn on the planets?
Oh, Stashira.
Her daughter, at 10 years old, was learning the planets.
Oh, cool.
At school. So she came home with this whole worksheet, and I was like, I got the perfect thing for you.
Yeah, throw away the worksheet.
Yeah.
So Eddie and I, our band, The Raging Idiots, did a kids record, and we did a song, the planet song. Mm-hmm. And the way to remember the planets is, my very energetic mother just served us 9 pizzas. And there'll always be a debate about if Pluto is a planet or not, but when we did the song, it was a dwarf planet, not a real planet. So we included it anyway.
Yeah, that could date the song.
Yeah.
My very energetic mother just served us 9 pizzas. My very energetic mother just served us 9 pizzas. My very energetic mother just served us 9 pizzas.
My very energetic mother just served us 9 pizzas.
Starting from the start at planet number 1. Meet my good friend Mercury, it's closest to the sun. A little fast and oh so hot and slightly colored gray. And right behind it is Venus, planet 2 you say. The Roman goddess of beauty is where it got its name. The whole planet is burning, it's basically a flame. And then we go from planet 2 to planet number 3. Put your hands in the air, yo Earth, can you hear me? My name is Planet Earth and I am right where you live. Trees and lakes and birds and beasts, some old folks and some kids. The solar system we live in with the only life around Earth is 3/4 water, our H2O renowned.
My very energetic mother just served us 9 pizzas.
There you go.
My very energetic mother just served us 9 pizzas.
It's a pretty useful tool if you
ask
me.
Yes, it was. Just served us 9 pizzas.
My very energetic mother just served us 9 pizzas.
Well, glad we could help.
It's good for me too. Because I still don't ever remember the planets.
So what do you say to remember them?
My very energetic mother just served us 9 pizzas.
What are they?
Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars. What's the other one? Jupiter.
Yeah, serve.
Saturn.
Us.
Uranus. Neptune. Pluto.
There you go.
Bobby Bones.
Here we go. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
Reba McEntire made sure that she got the dresses she wanted before agreeing to host the ACMs.
Like the specific dress?
Billboard talked to Reba about next month's ACMs. You know, it's been 5 years since she hosted the show, and she wouldn't say yes until she was certain she could get her wardrobe together. So once she confirmed, I got these dresses, and I assume, do they pay for that?
Oh, yeah, of course. Okay. If it's in a contract.
So,
like, they didn't pay for my clothes when I presented, but I wasn't a big enough deal to be a contract. But Reba, yes. And she should. She should get it every way she wants it. She's earned it.
Well, she said once she got all of her outfits in order, she agreed to host.
Good for her. Yeah. I will never hate on anybody for having anything in a contract, money, perks. Like, you get what you're worth in a contract. So what else you got?
Well, DMX could be sentenced to up to 5 years in prison tomorrow. Mm. According to new court documents, he's accused of skipping out on $1.7 million in taxes.
Wow, y'all gonna make me lose my mind.
Wow.
Taxes. They don't kid around about that.
They want to use this sentencing to send the message
to Lunchbox.
To others. Listen, all Lunchbox, listen. Star power does not entitle someone a free pass.
I agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Dun, 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 dun. Thank you.
I'm Amy. That's your 30-second skinny.
The Bobby Bones Show. Bobby Bones. Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Pennsylvania. A 30-year-old man walked into a bank, went up to the teller and said, "Can I get a deposit slip, please?" Took it, went and wrote a note on it saying, "Give me all your money." The only problem is he signed his real name at the bottom.
Oh, should he not do that?
So when he handed the note, he got the money, but they saw his name, looked it up. That was the guy that robbed the bank.
Oh, yeah.
He was on something, right? Or wasn't all the way there.
Or he's just honest.
Or he's the only honest bank robber ever. Wow. I didn't think about that. That's why I have you guys on the show to be that other element. Wow, Eddie, good call.
Thanks, man.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Bobby Bones is on.
What do you think the life expectancy of a United States male is? Like a man.
75?
Well, pretty good. 76.
Huh.
I thought I'd be a little older than that now. Because I see some 75-year-olds that still are rocking it. And maybe that's just a movie 70-year-olds that have had good lives, healthy, no stress.
Yeah.
Because like Regis is 100. Yeah. Like Morgan Freeman. Those guys are rocking it and they're old. The average man's 76. For a woman, how old?
80.
Yeah, 81.
Oh, really? Okay.
That's why, apparently, I should date someone much younger.
Oh.
Yep.
I'm just looking
out.
I'm looking for data here.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, if you're looking at it that way.
Amy caught me yesterday. We were on Instagram, and I was going to like this girl's Instagram post. I just felt weird liking it in front of Amy because she's 23.
Who is it?
It doesn't matter.
Oh.
And I felt like I felt like I couldn't even like the 23-year-old Instagram post because it looked like a creep.
Why not? No, it's fine.
It's not creepy.
That's not creepy at all.
You do you.
Yeah,
see,
I do.
Even when she says you do you, that
yeah,
means,
I get that. It's kind of, yeah, it's like she's like, no, you're a creepster.
Yeah, she's like,
keep
you're
being
just
a creepster.
Like, hey, creep, being a creep. Stay creepy. Stay creepy. It wasn't creepy. I just thought, whatever. So what if I wanted to date a 23-year-old?
Do whatever you want, man. Yeah.
You could. It would. You put a, what's your age? It's
well,
25
no.
or above, right?
No. Hold
the
on.
The rule is minus 7.
The rule, Raymond, what's the rule? Divide your age by?
Half your age plus 7.
Okay, so I'm 37, right?
You're 30. Well, you're okay. You're almost 38.
But I'm. Yeah. How old am I right now? March 27. Thank you. I'm 37. So let's just
to the date.
That's 18 and a half.
That's 18 and a half plus 7.
25 and a half.
Okay.
Minus a year and a half.
23.
There you go. Perfect.
Dang, no, that's still 24, dude.
The new equation.
Oh, dang it.
Yeah. So I could date a 25 and a half year old according to something we read on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And something Raymond says, right?
Mm-hmm.
There we go. Do you know what I did? I just want to be completely honest with you.
What?
I got online and I searched for...
Go ahead.
This is a bad sign. We'll
this could be bad.
I searched for one of those dating service websites.
Like a escort?
No.
What, Amy?
No.
I'm going to be completely honest.
No, not like a real one, but
no,
like...
That's
a,
no, that's... No.
No, not like that kind, but sometimes
no.
They'll...
What other kind of
What's
escort?
What's wrong with you?
Like a police escort?
There's only two kinds of escorts.
Yeah.
What's
homecoming and this.
Wait, what's wrong with me? You just said you were on the internet looking for a date.
They have these... Remember when you signed me up for It's Just Lunch?
Yes.
I just... It wasn't that, but I searched in... dating services.
Okay, sorry, the services threw me off. I thought you meant like the ones that will find you a date for events.
You said the word escort.
Yeah, but it's not, there's different levels.
Yeah, well,
I don't want that level.
Different levels.
They took down the
I was talking about the
personals on Craigslist.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
That's where I was having a lot of fun.
Wait, so what are you doing?
Nothing. I just was like, let me see if these dating. There wasn't a lot of information. Do you want to see what...
Like, what were you looking for?
Well, I typed in Nashville Dating Services.
Oh, boy.
Gosh, what'd you get?
And then something called Luma popped up, Luxury Matchmaking Dating.
So it's like, dang. Sort of like Millionaire Matchmaker, but not. Not like the million.
Well,
not Patty.
I went and read it, and it said, if you're too busy and you don't meet anybody good, then you pay us and we'll find you somebody good.
Okay.
Hmm.
I get what you're talking about now.
I don't meet anybody.
But I think you need to go national because you're always on the road. So you're.
Yeah, but he doesn't want a long distance relationship.
They'll move for him.
True.
Yeah. But anyway, I did that. I was doing that last night. That's how pathetic I am at this point.
Good times.
And Amy yells out, escort? like that's even a thing that might happen.
That's not. No, I didn't. I meant that kind where it's like dinner.
Yeah, of course. Well, yeah. Someone to escort me places, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I have that with you.
Yes. Oh, should I start charging?
Wait, now we're okay. All right.
Show.
Yesterday, we were honored with the Red Cross Crystal Award, which every year they honor someone, and we were lucky enough to be the honorees of the award. And so I'm going to go up and give a speech, and I'm going to thank the listeners. I'm going to thank the people of the Red Cross and a little bit the show, but I don't feel like really we do much except for go, hey, here's the problem, and the listeners go, we'll fix it. Now, I said that a lot in the speech, but before then, Trace Atkins is up, and he's like, I'd like to bring up somebody here now, and here he is, Bobby Jones. And we all kind of looked at each other, and then I walked up and got the, and I made a couple of jokes about it. I could call Bobby Jones all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I did a show in Colorado Springs 2 weekends ago, and it listed my set list time, and it said Bobby Jones, 9 p.m. I was headlining the show. I took a picture of it and put it on Instagram. In Vegas, I'll be in Vegas on Friday night of this week, and they listed me at the Golden Nugget as Bobby, B-O-B-B-I-E. Bobby Bones. There's obviously something about my name that's hard to get right. There are just all these options that you can get. So they call me Bobby Jones, and I go up, and I get the award and say thank you, and the show, everybody comes up. And then I walk off, and they felt so bad about it. Like, we're so sorry to call... To me, it wasn't a big bit. Lunchbox thought I should have been a little bit offended.
Dude, I think you should have said something when you were up there, like taking the microphone and be like, look, Can you guys give me some respect? You're giving me this award, and you're going to get my name wrong? That's like, why do I even come to these events?
I did make a joke about it, but...
Right, a joke, but you should have said, listen, guys, like, if you want me to come to these things, I'm a big deal. Like, look what this award
I do that. I get up in an award ceremony and go, you want me to come to this?
And you show me this lack of respect?
They did on the table, too. They wrote Bobby Jones on our table, and they scratched it out real quick and wrote a B over
it. Oh, my goodness.
That's what I'm saying. You have to, at some point, put your... Like, in Colorado Springs, I would have said I'm not performing. Sorry.
Okay.
Like, hey, if you want me to come to your venue, get my name right. It's not that hard. They don't get President Trump's name wrong. They don't get, you know, Jimmy Kimmel wrong. I guarantee you they don't call him Bimmy Kimmel. I mean, come on.
That's a good point.
I didn't think about the Bimmy Kimmel analogy. So, no, if anyone's listening, I was not offended. It happens all the time. The only one that was upset was Lunchbox, and I think he just looks for a reason to get upset. But, that you know, when I was inducted into the Radio Hall of Fame, they said Bobby Jones.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'd have walked out of that, too. Like, I'd have been like, hey, old man, come on!
He was very old.
And he probably, if the name
he
didn't look right,
really
he probably made
him.
It audible. He goes, he probably like, seems like a typo here. I'll just go ahead and go with Jones.
I think that's what happens is whoever's in charge of sometimes printing something out or editing whatever, they're the one that doesn't really know exactly who you are. And they're like, this has got to be wrong.
Can so we not just, just to throw it out there, just a simple Google?
Yeah.
Before you change it. Or proofread.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to have checks and balances. There has to be someone in the office that before you post it.
All right, judicial system. The American justice system.
Bricks and mortars.
So, no, I'm not even irritated. That doesn't bother me.
You shouldn't be.
The Radio Hall of Fame thing did a bit stun me.
It was comical.
Because we were all there in our tuxedos. And they were inducted. I mean, it was a big deal for us. The Radio Hall of Fame, I was like, holy cow, I'm going into the highest honor you can be. Honored as a broadcaster, and they're like, and also Bobby Jones, and I'm like, oh, well, I was like, wow, what a perfect metaphor for my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
And so now I just take it.
Yeah,
but I wasn't. I guess I'm. Not, should I get upset? Lunchbox, be quiet, Amy. Should I get upset if I have to come? I don't get upset.
No,
because maybe people will keep doing it unless I start getting upset.
No, I think I don't think getting upset is a good look for you.
Yeah, I don't either.
And if you're not really upset, then don't fake it. Don't like.
Oh, okay, I shouldn't
start acting like you're suddenly like. Enraged by it.
What food causes more weight gain than any other food? What do you think?
Sugar?
Potato chips.
Oh.
Potato chips make you fat faster than any other thing you could put into your mouth.
Makes sense. I mean, potato, white starch, plus the oil that is being fried in.
All of that. So if you're looking.
Salt.
Wow.
Eddie, you're quite. Our producer, Eddie, who does all of our videos.
I would probably be the one that eats potato chips out of all of us. Yeah, a lot.
The most potato chips.
Yeah, every day for lunch.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, for lunch, I have a sandwich and potato chips.
What potato chip?
Fritos, Ruffles.
We have Fritos or Ruffles every day.
Guys, I have two kids. Yes.
Oh,
so
dear.
So what?
What do you mean, so what? They love chips.
So what does
do
that
you
do
eat
with
it,
you?
Chew it up, spit it in their mouth like a bird?
No,
what does that have to do with anything?
No, it's just like they're going to have chips. Well, I have chips. Why not?
So you like they have chips every day?
Yeah, pretty much. I'm or trying. Goldfish. They like the little cracked goldfish
crackers.
Well,
those crackers. Are at least baked.
Well, those are at least fish. The Bobby Bones Show. Let's go. Lunchbox, did you get parking tickets yesterday?
I got not one, but two parking tickets thanks to our little awards thing.
Wait. So we finished the show. We have this award ceremony. We were being honored by the Red Cross. And we park our cars and we're all parked in different places.
Yeah, I parked on the street.
Okay, was it an illegal spot?
Well, I got one ticket for expired tags. My tags expired in 2013.
Oh.
Wait, that literally stinks. Your tags haven't been paid since 2013?
Yeah. So
you've been driving your car around for 5 years with expired tags?
Yeah. April of 2013.
So how can you be mad at that?
No, I'm not mad at that one.
Oh, okay.
That one's okay.
Cool with
but
that
why
one.
Don't you update your tags?
I don't know. I just haven't got around to it.
It's been 5 years. Was the last time in Austin?
Yeah.
You still have
the
Texas
entire
plates,
time in Nashville.
You
haven't updated your tags.
No, I have Texas plag.
Oh my goodness,
plates, whatever they're called, tags,
plags.
Go plags, ahead. Yeah.
Yeah, and then the other one, it says I parked in a loading zone. I parked at a parking meter, and so I don't understand.
But did it have like a big old bag over the meter?
It
that
did
said
not.
Loading
did it have
zone?
Like a truck spray painted on the ground that you parked over?
Look, it says 2-hour parking. Like it says nothing about a loading zone. So I'm going down to the court.
Oh, boy.
And we're fighting this.
Oh, boy.
It just says two-hour parking. Mm. It doesn't say anything about loading
zone.
But
you took a picture was of a sign. Is your car in the picture of the sign? You need to have them both in so it's not just you taking a picture of the sign.
I'm at the drum stop. They'll be able to know where that is because
I'm saying you need a picture of your car where it got the ticket. Not just I can walk over to any sign and take a picture.
Mm-hmm. Good point, Bobby.
Oh, I didn't think about that, but that's the only picture I got, so I'm going to court with this.
When are you going to court?
I'm going to go today.
Wait. How do you just go to court? Like, what do you do? You just walk in?
I'm
in court, and I demand a hearing.
Right here on the front, it says County Traffic Court, and it gives me the Justice A.A. Birch Building, 2nd Avenue North. Look for me there today, boys.
Why are you
coming.
Throwing the ticket in the air right now? We're not doing anything.
He's mad.
I am frustrated that they're trying to say, it says, note space number, pay at any pay station. That's exactly what I did. I was parking space number 26. That's it. And they put
save
loading
it for the judge,
zone.
Dude. We don't care.
Yeah, judge is going to get an earful.
Oh, dear.
I'm not going to call this officer out, but he... Well, and this is what they want, because it's not that expensive of a ticket if you pay it before this certain date. But they're hoping a lot of people just don't fight it.
How much is the ticket before a certain date?
$10.
Oh. What you're going to go through all this?
Yeah, just pay the $10.
What's the tag?
$94.
For the tags?
No, $10 if I pay it before a certain date.
Yeah.
But if I don't pay it within 45 days, it goes up to $96.
Okay, what about the tags ticket?
Same thing. They're both $10 if you pay them now, $94.
Why don't you just pay them and not worry about going to Judge
Judy? Because
that's
what they want you to do.
Yes.
They want you to do that.
But then you should get your tags fixed, and you should also park in spots where...
No. The tag one, I'll pay. I'll pay the $10. Okay. But the other one, no, they want you to do that. That's what they do. They hope out of 100 people, you know, one fights it, so 99 people... pay the $10. It's a lot of money for the city, even though you're parked legally. They're hoping you don't think the $10 is worth it. It's a scam. That's what it is.
So you're fighting for the little man.
I'm fighting for the little man.
Because you can afford the $10, but you're fighting for the little man.
Exactly. And I have time to go down there. Most people don't have time to go down there. And that's what they're hoping.
Are you going to sacrifice some of your nap?
Yeah.
Yes, I will.
Okay.
Wow.
I'll do a sit-in if I have to.
Oh, wow. You'll do a court sit-in today.
Yes, until they hear me. I want my case heard because I have a case. I got a picture, and this is all the cars around me got it, and they're all parked at the same meters. So this cop doesn't know how to read signs.
So you're going to go today to the courtroom, sit in,
yep,
demand to be heard.
Yep, and I'm going to represent myself, not even hiring a lawyer.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow, wow.
Big deal.
Yeah, they want to scam me. They scam the wrong cat.
Oh, wow. Because you know what you got?
I got time.
He'll go take a nap in the court.
I got nothing but time.
Don't mess with somebody that's got time.
Okay, let us know tomorrow how it goes.
I will. Bobby Bone
Show. Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
The ACMs have announced this year's new artist winners. A big congrats to our girl Lauren Elena. She is the new female vocalist of the year. So pumped about that. Then you got Brett Young, the new male vocalist, and Midland, new vocal duo or group. This is the first ACM win for each of them. Obviously, it's new. All three will be performing at the show, which is going down April 15th on CBS. So there's a Fox News anchor named Shannon Bream who tweeted about a terminally sick boy named Emilio. He just wanted to meet one of the Avengers. Well, she put it out on Twitter, and then you had Chris Evans, Captain America, Paul Rudd, Ant-Man, and Ryan Reynolds. They all responded and made videos and sent them to Emilio. So shout out to all of those people. Pretty cool. I'm Amy. That's your 30-second skinny.
This is a Bobby Bones show.
Bobby Bones.
Just a few minutes away from Kenny Chesney in studio.
No shoes, yeah. No shirt.
Talked to Kenny in a while.
No problem.
So if you like Kenny Chesney, hang out. So over to Amy now for the morning corny. A little early. Amy, give it to us.
The morning corny.
Why is there no gambling allowed in the zoo? Too many cheetahs.
Interesting.
That was the morning corny.
Nice work there. Kenny, is he here, Ray, or no?
Yeah.
He is. Oh, wow.
Go.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Kenny Chesney.
Hey, Kenny's here, everybody. Clap your hands.
Good morning.
What up, buddy?
How are you?
I mean, it's good to see you because you don't come around a whole lot. Because my
question
is,
I was just here.
You were. But I wonder how much time do you really spend on the island? Because everyone's like, oh, Kenny's on his island. Like, really?
First of all, I don't have an island.
See? We didn't know.
Oh, yeah. We thought
you had Kenny Island.
I didn't create it.
So So you don't even own the whole island?
No.
You have half of it?
Yeah. No.
You have a spot?
No, I own a lot. Yeah, I have my space there.
And
yeah.
How often are you actually there?
Not as much as I used to be. I'm just busy now, you know?
3 months a year.
There was a time where I would literally be on the road that I was so busy from, I'll say 2000 to 2008. I was literally so busy on the road. And then I would leave the tour and then I would go south. And so I wasn't in, there were 2 or 3 years where I never was in Nashville, really, just for a couple of days. I would literally pack to come home because I was either there or I was on the road.
Do you feel like the island has kind of become a bigger thing about you than it really is? Like everyone just goes, Kenny in the island.
Oh, I think it's very much an authentic part of my life. It has become a huge part of my music. But yeah, I think there's... I'm not there as much as people think I am. I work really hard, you know, and I'm on the bus a lot.
Yeah, we're just picturing you like with your shirt off,
always.
No shoes,
yeah,
I drinking
know.
Rum.
Getting no service.
I think people are stunned to know, you know, how, like before I go on the road, I don't have any alcohol. I don't eat carbohydrates after 5. So I'm so healthy preparing to go on the road just to get into shape. You know, it takes a lot of work to get in them show jeans.
I'm interested in that. So Kenny Chesney's here.
Yeah, tell us more. Know.
So how often do you work out a day? How many times hours a day?
I've had the same trainer for 17 years now.
Wow. Are you his only client?
No, but his name's Daniel, and Daniel and I have been working together forever. You know, but this is the time of the year where I don't really like him very much.
He's harder on you.
Yeah, it's really tough. And for me to go up there and get in shape to do what I do on stage, especially in the stadium environment, I work really hard, you know. And so, like, because it's one thing to be in just everyday shape, but to get up there and run around and then on top of that, sing, you got to be in pretty good cardiovascular shape.
So how many hours a day are we talking here?
Oh, I only work out an hour a day, but it's a tough hour.
Do you ever box?
No, but I want to. I've used to box years ago as part of my training, and people they don't realize how hard that is. Just to hold your hands up for do a round for 3 minutes, and it's really tough, you know. So that's a really good workout. But I haven't. It's for one reason or another, it's just not been a part of my training.
What about fist fights? You ever punch somebody with your fist? Because I box, I've never actually punched somebody with my fist.
You know, I don't think I've ever.
Have you ever punched a face with your fist?
No, I've never hit another person
so
in my life.
I'm so curious about doing that because it hurt.
Well, come over here and hit me and see how it feels.
I'm not doing that. That's a big old lawsuit right there.
No, see, I'm pretty safe. I wouldn't even sue you. But no, I'm more of a lover than a fighter. I've never felt the need to hit another person how mad I was.
Oh, that's a good question.
Have I been hit?
Yeah.
Yes, once.
Oh,
what'd it feel like? Because I never been punched straight up either.
Well, I mean, they missed a little, you know, but let me take that back. I did hit a person once, and it was in the middle of my show, believe it or not. And this just goes to show you how much things have changed.
That used to be part
because
of the show?
Because I just had to get the crowd, you know. So this was 2005, and it was the first year I played the Pittsburgh Steelers football stadium. And that year, I came up on my entrance to the show was in the middle of the stadium where the soundboard is. And then at the end of the show, I thought it'd be cool if I just walked through the crowd to the stage. And it was a little cheesy looking back on it because I had security around me, you know, and, you know, you kind of look like a boxer going through the crowd. But, you know, the fans liked it, I thought, anyway. So halfway, this guy grabs me by the knees and picks me up and squeezes me and holds me up in the air in front of the whole stadium. And I just reacted and I went, pow, and I hit him as hard as I could, all force, going down right on his mouth.
Oh,
I mean, I hit him
gosh.
Right in the face really hard.
He let go immediately?
In front of 60,000 people. Right? And I'm thinking the whole first couple of songs, I went, this is great. I'm going to do this whole show, and everything I make tonight, I'm going to have to give to him. You know? But that just goes to show you how much our culture has changed because You can't find that anywhere. No, it was before everybody had a phone in their hand.
Oh, yeah, good right? point.
So no one has footage
viral.
Of this.
Nobody. We have it. My guys, and I couldn't believe it. And I ended up talking to the guy. He was scared that I was going to sue him somehow. You know, so we didn't, nobody press charges or anything, but that's the only time I've ever hit a person, and I just reacted. I couldn't believe it that he did that. And I asked Joe Walsh was on.
From the Eagles?
From the Eagles. Yeah. Believe it or not, a part of our band that year sporadically. And Joe and I were talking about that incident after the show. And Joe's the only person that talks exactly like he sings.
I mean, he talks like this.
So I said, Joe, I said, did you see what happened before the show? And he goes, yeah. And I said, well, what would you do if somebody picked you up by the knees like that as you were walking, you know, trying to get to do your show? And he goes,
I would ask him to take me to the stage.
So, I mean, sometimes it is just that simple.
Come back. Maybe you got something new coming out pretty soon. Maybe we'll talk about the tour. But come back in the next few weeks. We'd love to see you then. Everybody, Kenny Chesney. Yeah. We'll be back here on the Bobby Bones Show.
Yeah. BobbyBones.com.
Yeah, good to see you, man. I wish I could whistle, man.
That's nice.
I was trying. It's just too much air. Like when I whistle, it's like this. And then in the middle, you hear a... Tuesday's top five now. Number five, Meant to Be.
If it's meant to be.
Number four, The Long Way.
Take me the long way around.
Come on, that song is still so good. Fred Eldridge came in our studio and sang the crap out of that song about 8 months ago. I'm gonna have to load that up.
Yeah, yeah, tomorrow. Yeah.
It's so good.
Take me the
A lot of air.
I'm gonna whistle with all the songs. I'm ashamed I whistle. Jordan Davis singles you up.
If he ever singles you up, if he's ever stupid enough, I'm gonna be the first one.
Number three. Hey, that guy. Number two, All on Me. Man, this song from Devin Dawson was so close to being number one. I think it was like four spins over the country, the nation, for being number one. It's the closest I've ever seen a song get to it and not hit it. And honestly, I was rooting for him because I felt like Luke would have been number one next week anyway, because Luke's going to be number one. Spoiler alert.
Damn.
I know.
Well, so there's no chance for it to come back?
It's done. Oh. I believe it's done. Yeah. I think they do, max spin. They go, everybody get on. I know.
That's a bummer.
It is a bummer. It is. Yeah, Devin Dawson, All on Me, number two.
You can call on me.
By a whisker. Luke Bryan, Most People Are Good at number one. I mean, it's a great song, and it's going to be number one again.
Oh, well, they should share.
That's how it works.
Hey, number ones really aren't that important anyway. Like, really. You get paid the same for two and a one.
Oh, really? Okay, so then, all right.
If you hit top five, you're making the same money, basically.
Oh.
It's just a trophy.
You just can't call
and you
it
get
number
to
one.
Say number ones.
Yeah, oh,
but,
well, then,
like, look
yeah.
at Maren Moore. She has one number one, that's it. But she has songs that are so much bigger than her number one.
Yeah.
Because My Church, bigger than I Could Use a Love Song.
Yeah.
80s Mercedes.
80s Mercedes.
You know?
Yeah, good point. And later in life, you get to have people freak out. That wasn't a number one.
That's right. We do a segment 3 years from now. Yeah. The biggest top 40 song right now is Finesse from Bruno Mars and Cardi B.
Hey, I hit trippin' in Finesse.
Yeah, that's a jam. Yeah.
It don't make no sense. I hit trippin'
That's Tuesday's top five.
You know it. You know it. I hit trippin' in Finesse.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Cody in Oklahoma. What's up, buddy?
Bobby, my man.
Holy cow.
That was Lunchbox.
What's up, buddy?
Oh, not much, man. Just getting ready for work.
It sounds like Luke Combs.
It does sound like
Luke
Combs.
Is this Luke Combs? Don't lie.
Actually, no, it's not, but I've been told that I kind of look like him. We could be brothers, kind of.
This sounds like Luke Combs.
Yep.
This doesn't sound
good
real.
Morning, Luke.
Yeah, this sounds like Luke Combs. Hey, do a Sunday morning. Well, should you do that?
Sunday morning, we woke up at 5:30.
Man, that sounds like Luke Combs.
I think it's him.
What, Cody, is this really you?
Yes, sir, it is.
Well, where do you live in Oklahoma?
I'm in a little town called Gate, Oklahoma.
All right. What can I do for you? Because I appreciate this call.
Man, I appreciate you, man. You get me through my mornings when I go feed my cattle.
There's no way this is not Luke Combs. Yeah. I'm telling you,
Luke Combs.
There's no way this is not Luke Combs.
No, sir, it's not, actually. I mean, it'd be nice if I was, but it's not.
Well, then, okay.
Okay, what can I do for you, Cody?
I just want to tell y'all, you know, you get me through my day, and it takes me quite a number of hours to go feed, and, you know, I brought y'all out here from Tennessee. I've listened to y'all for years.
Yeah, did you listen to us while you were making hit records, Cody?
Yeah, actually, you were my inspiration, Bobby.
Wow. Oh, I appreciate that. Well, man, appreciate you, buddy.
Yeah, appreciate you too, sir.
All right. Well, how about that Ryman show we played together earlier this year, huh?
Hey, man, it was pretty good. I ain't going to lie to you, sir.
Yeah. All right. Listen, if I were a betting man, I would have Luke Combs. But I don't.
Wait, but why is he calling?
I thought he was going to call and request a song.
I think he just wanted to say what up.
What do you want to promote?
Nothing. Yeah, come on, Eddie. No, I just want to see if your new tour is coming to Oklahoma City.
If my new tour.
The Red Hoodie Comedy Tour?
Not yet, it's not. I'm sorry. As of yet, it is not. So we're going to be in Vegas. Then our Fresno shows are all sold out this weekend. But Pittsburgh, I'm coming to you. And Albuquerque and Tampa, but not yet. No Oklahoma City. I'm looking here. Not yet.
All right, man.
But you live in Nashville. Just come over to the studio sometime, Luke Combs.
Well, hey, you know what? That's where I grew up. I'm from Nashville.
Okay. All right. Hey, Cody, I don't know what to do with this call, but I want to say I appreciate you calling. Appreciate you listening.
I appreciate
Hey,
you
call too. Whenever you want. You have a free pass to call whenever you want.
All right, man.
All right. See you, bud. And I'm going to play your song for you.
All right. He'll appreciate this.
Yeah. This is for you.
Cody.
Yeah. I mean, Luke Combs. Come on. Got a tweet yesterday, and the tweet said, "Hey, my son listens to the Friday morning dance party so much. He's 3, and he knows how to sing Flo Rida Low.
Apple butter jeans, boots with the fur. She got the whole club looking at her. She hit the floor. Next thing you know, she got yo.
Good job.
She's like, that's from the dance party. With the fur. I got home late last night because we had a class of 2008 party, which all the 5 artists that I picked from this year's class played.
2018.
Yeah, not 2008.
Whatever. Because I'd be 2000 and late.
So 2008.
I'm still celebrating the good old days. Yeah. I had a different one. Yeah. So... I got home late last night, and I did end up watching a little bit of American Idol. So here's this guy, Johnny, playing Somebody Else by the 1975 on piano.
No, I don't want your body, but I hate to think about you with somebody.
They're in Hollywood now, so they're on a stage with real sound.
Oh.
So they're not standing in front of the judges anymore.
Yes, our love has grown cold. You're intertwining your soul with somebody else.
Pretty good, huh? And they're better because they actually have equipment and sound now.
Sounds really good.
I'm looking through you while you're looking through your phone and then leaving with somebody else.
There's Maddie Pope. She did Dreams.
In our dreams, I can feel the way I could just come clean.
I mean, how good do these people sound now?
Pretty good.
I keep it to myself.
Picture when people are singing as you talking to them.
Oh, I can't say if I talked to them or not.
I know,
oh.
But when they're singing, I picture you being like, okay, now, I really like your style, but you should probably...
Well, I got to tell you, my mentoring is not me telling them what they should probably do.
Oh. So it's you strongly...
No. You have to understand why they brought me in. They didn't bring me in because I'm trying to teach somebody how to sing. They have enough singers. They have Luke and Katie and Lionel. They got vocal trainers.
I use the word style. Like you could be correcting any or
I'm not
trying,
really correcting things.
You could be advising any little thing like how
to dress.
Like you said, their social media presence, what they're doing, how they're coming off to everybody.
What they're doing,
their
how
vibe.
They're coming off. No, it's none of that.
Like
Amy, you're strike 5 right
their
now.
Their personality.
Okay, fine. What are you doing?
I mean, what they're doing is so vague. Of course, that's what they're doing. But anyway, I'm not. No.
We have to wait and see. Okay.
Yeah.
You got to tune in like everyone else.
I will. Don't worry.
It's when they get to top 24.
We're having a watch party.
No, we're not. I'm not.
Why?
You're not?
No.
Huh?
Why not?
what if I don't make it? Because I have friends like I have friends that have been on these like these shows, and they go like, everybody watch party, and then it shows like 10 seconds of them for the whole show. I want that to happen to me. Yeah. Everybody gather around.
Yeah.
And then it just has me waving to the camera.
We're like, well, that was fun.
And they go, well, all the contestants have used Bobby's advice.
Very interesting.
I know. Here's this girl named Katie Turner.
I mean, Hollywood Week is good, but the thing that stands out the most to me are the cute boys. They all play guitar and sing really nice. And
she's all over the place, what? Right? She's all over the place. And then she gets up to sing.
He shoot monkey finger. He shoot Coca-Cola. He say, I know you. Hey, hey, you know me. One thing I can tell you is you got to be free. Come together right now. Over me, shoot me.
She's one of them where you go, oh, this is about to be a train wreck. And she plays, and you're like,
girl.
Whoa. Yeah, so my my style of idol, what they do, they bring me in. Each of these people have some sort of part they could get better in. If it's stage presence or making eye contact, not looking at the ground, things, little things.
Oh, okay.
Or I don't really sit with anyone and go, here's how to do your social media. That's not really not an idol thing.
Okay, I don't know.
So, that girl that just sang, is she nice in person?
I cannot comment on if I know anyone.
You
know
guys, that. It was a trick. I was trying to see if I'd rope them in.
Like, I'm going to fall for that.
Come on.
So, tell me, did she make it?
Don't worry. No one's listening.
Oh, the microphones are off. Favorite movie scene of all time. So, I had asked this last night, and I made a list of my top three, and then I'm going to come over to you guys. My favorite movie scenes, not my favorite movies, but favorite movie scenes. I'm going to put at number three, the final scene of 8 Mile, where Eminem, B-Rabbit, raps against himself to win. Because he has to rap against himself because he knows the other side's going to go after him.
Oh.
So instead, he just does it to himself.
Everything is not to say against me. I am white. I am a punk. I do live in a trailer with my mom.
So they can't use it against him because he does. It's my whole life story. Let me just make fun of myself so others don't. So that's number three. At number two, it's when the crowd's chanting. Rudy. And Rudy's been trying to get on at Notre Dame to play football, and then he finally is getting in the game. Last game, last play.
The student body has been chanting for the last 2 or 3 minutes. It's the name Rudy. Dan Rudy.
This almost makes me cry, even just listening to it.
Let me tell you, that movie is so great, and I get so mad at my wife because she refuses. She's never seen it, and she won't watch it because she thinks it's sad.
Well, it does make me emotional at the end.
A walk-on senior, subject of a feature article in yesterday's student newspaper, The Observer. After toiling for 2 years at Carnegie Field.
All right, go get it, kid!
I got chills right now. Ready, let's go, baby! You can do it, baby!
Woo! And then I love it. After that, it's like, what do I do? What do I do? He goes,
just stay out there!
Stay out there!
Yes.
Okay.
That's the one.
It's a good one.
Phenomenal.
That's the one. And then my favorite scene is from Office Space, where they destroy the printer.
Damn, it feels good to be a gangster.
They got their bats.
After the field.
That's my favorite movie. My favorite scene. If you haven't seen Office Space, well, that's bad on you, but still, that's my favorite scene.
Damn, it feels good to be a gangster.
And this is playing. They're like nerds, and they're beating up the printer.
Yeah, that printer machine's giving them a lot of, like, crap.
Yeah, favorite movie scene ever, Amy.
Well, I went with Dirty Dancing, which is one of my favorite movies. And at the very end, Patrick Swayze says, "Nobody puts baby in the corner."
Nobody puts baby in the corner.
Oh, yes, yes.
Wait, that's right before the amazing dance scene, and they do the lift, and it's perfect and awesome.
Sorry about the disruption, folks, but I always do the last dance of the season. But this year, somebody told me not to. So I'm going to do my kind of dancing with a great partner who's not only a terrific dancer, but somebody who's taught me that there are people willing to stand up for other people no matter what it costs them. Somebody who's taught me about the kind of person I want to be.
Man. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like nobody puts Amy in a corner.
So. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Nobody puts
Amy. Lunchbox, favorite movie scene?
Oh, I can't believe you had to ask. Braveheart, they're on the battlefield, and the Scottish, they want to run and hide. But not when William Wallace is there.
For one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives,
but they'll never take our freedom!
There you go.
Woo!
I am William Wallace.
He is William Wallace. Yeah.
Talking about our favorite movie scenes of all time. The end of 8 Mile when Eminem has to rap against himself. The end of Office Space when Rudy gets in. Those were my favorite three. And so I said, hey, what about you guys? And here's Matt in Nashville. Matt, you're on the air.
Yeah, man. Hey, what's up?
You're on, buddy. Thank you for calling. What's your favorite scene?
Hey, you know in Miracle about the 1980 hockey team when they go and win against the Soviets and then go on to win gold?
I do. It's a really great scene. Like in life and the movie, right?
Oh, yeah.
Did you know, though, like what they really don't talk about a lot is there was a game after that?
Yeah, they had to go.
That wasn't the actual gold medal game. That was a big deal.
Yeah, they had to go and beat Sweden.
Sweden, yeah. And then they did. Yeah. And usually after you have a huge, awesome moment like that, it's hard to go to the next moment and win again because you've had such a... So, but yeah, that's a good scene. And Matt, appreciate that call, man.
I appreciate you guys.
Thanks for listening. Let's go over to Debbie in Virginia. Hey, Debbie.
Hey, Bobby. How are you?
I'm really good. How you doing?
Good. Now, I want to explain this because it's not emotional when you think about it, but when Roy Scheider in Jaws says, we're going to need a bigger boat.
Like the first time they see the shark.
Yeah, the first time they see it. We say that in my family, like whenever anything you know is going to be really tougher than you thought. Like, it's not your ordinary fishing trip. Like, if you're going to have to hunker down and give it your all and go to the end, whether it's homework or sports, we just say, we're going to need a bigger boat.
That's cool. Yeah, you turn it into like a family life thing.
Yeah, yeah, that you're just going to have to give it. It's not what you thought, but you're going to have to give it your all because you're in it till the end.
When I saw you on the phone, I thought this would be a good call. Then when she started, I thought, oh, I'm going to need a bigger boat. Big call right here.
When I was saying that, I was thinking, they're never going to get this if I don't get to talk.
No, of course we are. Hey, I appreciate that call, though, Debbie. Thank you for calling.
I appreciate you guys.
Yeah, appreciate you. Eddie, what's your favorite movie scene?
Oh, dude, Forrest Gump. When, spoiler alert, when Jenny dies and he's crying.
Yeah?
Oh, my gosh. He's like, we miss you, Jenny.
That's your favorite?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, instant tears as soon as that happens. That's my favorite movie and my favorite scene.
Man, that's a pretty rough scene.
Dude, that's like all of it at once. All of it together at the end. It's like, oh,
I think the Forrest Gump is the best movie of our lifetime.
For sure.
It's arguable.
It's my number one movie of all time.
I just mean in general with when you talk to people. Because, again, we were all Eddie's born in the 70s, but the rest of us were born in the 80s. Morgan, number two, in the 90s or 80s?
90s.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. Dang. But most of us were born in the 80s. And I think of our lifetime, that's the best movie made. Universally loved. Some historical references in there that are true.
So still well made.
The main actor is a box office. I mean, just it holds up because it's a timepiece.
Yes.
But I think you got to put Shawshank Redemption in there with best movies ever.
So good.
Yep. Of our lifetime. Of our
For sure.
I think Forrest Gump, Shawshank. What other would you throw in the mix if you had?
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, Titanic?
Titanic.
Yeah, I think that has to make it just because of the, it's good, historic, huge actors, money, made tons of money. How do we feel about?
What else?
Maybe old school.
I can't argue. I don't want to say best of all time. It's tough.
Because you have to have some comedy.
There were a lot of really good comedies, though.
But you don't have to have anything. That's the rule about creative. You don't have to have anything.
What if,
I'm not taking your answer away, though.
But, Bobby, if you had to choose a comedy to throw in, which one would it be?
That's tough. Naked Gun?
Stop.
Three Amigos?
Office Space.
Oh, dear.
Office Space. Yeah. I'm going to go with Office Space. Yeah. Everybody's still calling about their favorite movie scene ever. Alyssa.
Hi.
What you think?
Tennessee.
Yeah, you're in Tennessee? What do you think about the favorite movie scene?
I'm sorry. On Almost Famous, when they're singing Tiny Dancer.
Oh, yeah.
Dang, that's classic.
That's right. On the bus.
Yes, so good.
Yeah. Man, that is a good one. Hey, thank you for that call. Appreciate that. I forgot how good that movie is.
That's a great movie.
Yeah, it's a good movie, too. Let me do one more. Let's go to Franklin in Tennessee. Hey, Franklin.
Hey, Bobby. How are you?
I'm good, buddy. What do you think about this? Best movie scene ever?
Best movie scene ever is probably the very end of the first Iron Man film, where Nick Fury walks in and tells him he wants to talk about the Avengers Initiative.
You know, that's great, because the credits roll. I'm going to be with him a little bit on this one. It's really great, and I know it's super current, but I remember thinking the same thing. I'm watching Iron Man, and I'm blown away at how good Iron Man is, first of all. Because at the time, I didn't know what Iron Man did. What did he do, make iron? You know?
Yeah.
Work in an iron mill? I don't know what but I'm watching, I'm like, wow. And then the credits roll. And then, yeah, Nick Fury walks in and goes, I'm going to talk about this. I don't even know what the Avengers are. But I'm like, huh? And I look, and I'm like, whoa, they're going to put a whole group of people together? Yeah, that's a good call, Franklin.
Thank you much.
Yeah. Man, totally underappreciated movie moments, that one right there.
You geeked out on that
I
one.
Did, because yeah. I forgot
I'm
about
like,
it.
Do I even bit. Remember
no,
that?
No, you probably don't, because you don't like good cinema like I do. Yeah, yeah.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Well, we had a little situation happen, and I'm just curious to know what the listeners think about this. I think we should poll the room. Our phone screener, Hillary, right now she's the lowest person on the totem pole, the newest person to the show. Would you agree with that right now?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And always the lowest person has to do the runs to get coffees and... So Hillary goes, and she's getting drinks, and she's pulling back into the building, and what happens?
I hit the building.
So,
well, because the drinks were going to spill.
Yes.
Yeah, they were about to spill in my car, and I obviously didn't want that to happen, so as I'm turning, I'm going up a hill to get into our garage, and I didn't turn sharp enough, and I kept going, and I crashed right into our building.
So
rescuing the coffee.
Yeah, there are multiple facets of this story. Now, first of all, she's out doing a run for the show, okay?
Yeah, it's the only reason why she's out.
Right. Secondly, she hit the building. Like, it wasn't like a cone or a pole. She hit a whole building.
Brick.
Did it do any damage to your car?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's all over my car. Like, it spilled in my car.
Well, I'm not talking about that.
Well,
I'm talking about
and the front, yes.
The damage when the car hit the building.
I have a giant hole in my bumper.
Giant hole.
I haven't seen it. Have
oh,
seen
yeah,
it?
I've seen it.
Hmm. Okay. Now, the question is... Who's at fault here? Meaning?
What do you mean, who's at fault? The building or Hillary? Like, what? Or the coffee? Like, what are the options?
For us, because we sent her.
There's only one option. Hillary's driving the car. She ran into the building that doesn't move. Hillary is at fault, period.
Hmm. What about the fact that she's out doing something for the show?
Okay. So if I'm out doing something for the show and I get in a wreck, then... The show's at fault?
No, I wouldn't think that's the case. I would think, Lunchbox, you're an adult man. You have your own insurance.
She's an adult woman. She has her own insurance?
Huh.
Well, a lot of times, if something happens on the job, the boss is the one that takes the rap. No matter what,
I don't think that's true, because I think if you're delivering...
Well, I don't know the exact, like...
I think you're just saying words right now.
Yeah, because
no,
when
I'm
I was
really
a delivery
not.
Driver, if I got in a wreck, I was responsible for paying for whatever. Hmm.
Okay, I don't know if this applies in all military, but let's just say, like, in the Air Force, if you're the head of a squadron, my husband was in the Air Force, so was his dad, and he was the head of a squadron in Alaska, I think, somewhere. If a pilot gets into an accident, crashes
we're
a plane.
We're talking about coffee in a car. And Amy's compared it to a pilot in Alaska.
No, there's a point here. The point is, if they get into an airplane accident or something... He had nothing to do with it. He was on the ground minding his own business. His pilot's up in the sky. He's the one that had the wreck. You know who loses the job?
Yeah, but
the commander.
That's a commander having to have his people's back more than paying for the airplane.
That's a bad comparison.
That's a bad
comparison. Yeah. It is. Yeah. I thought it was pretty good. Like, you had your people out doing something.
Guys,
she
listen,
messed up.
At NASA, if a spaceship goes to the moon,
who's in trouble?
Well,
the president.
Y'all, she was out on a mission.
I think the high school teacher of the astronaut is.
To get coffee. The mission went wrong.
Yeah, okay.
Do you think that we should all pitch in and pay for
it? No. You guys, stop that. Stop
Amy,
that.
I'm just
another
wondering.
Ridiculous point you have.
Yeah, Amy, if you are way off the base.
If it's on Hillary,
okay,
or if it's on the company to pay for Hillary's bumper.
Oh, the company.
No.
Not us?
Oh, it could be us too. You know, we sent her out. Hillary, how do you feel about this?
I mean, I think it was my fault. I was really stupid. I was trying not to get it to spill, and I wasn't paying attention. So I know it was my fault.
Under Amy's rules, though, if you were driving to work and you had a wreck,
you would have...
No. Driving to work doesn't... No, that doesn't count. You're acting like while the pilot's driving into work. No, he was on the clock.
If the pilot's flying...
He's flying. She was on the clock. We sent her out on a mission.
Hillary's on the battleship.
Yeah, I mean, what in the world?
So Hillary's in a tank, right?
I know. With a cannon. It's a totally dumb comparison, but I just feel like somewhat responsible for sending her out, and this happened. It's a bummer.
Do you have any idea how much the bummer is going to cost?
Oh yeah.
And the, oh, here we go.
Oh boy. That's
a good oh, how much?
Okay, this is going to change Amy's mind, maybe. Go ahead, Hillary.
Without insurance covering, a little over $2,000.
Oh, my dear.
What?
That was more than Eddie's whole car.
Yeah, by like a lot, by $1,500.
Shot.
Amy!
No, I just didn't know a bumper could be that much.
Wow.
Eddie's old car, by the way.
There's a lot of moving parts.
What's your deductible
of my car,
for your insurance?
If they do it, it's $500.
Okay, so what if we on the show paid the deductible? And then it covered your insurance. No, you don't like that lunchbox?
Well, does
no,
she want to make her guys. Insurance go up over
but
a bumper?
Really, it really doesn't go
it does
up.
Does it? That, I don't know. That,
I mean, not really. Okay, that's a long, old school thing.
Oh, there's something that's been fed to me? Okay.
Yeah, I mean, a bit, but not really over
I've never
a
had to file insurance well,
let's
for
not
my
forget
accident.
The important part here.
What's that?
She
whose
crashed
fault
into the
was
wall.
It? Whose fault was it?
She did crash into a building.
So what right. we need to do is come up with the $500 for her deductible.
Is that fair to you, Hillary?
I just feel really bad because it was my fault. Like, I appreciate it. And
But Amy, stop. Now that Amy knows the full price of the bumper, she's starting to walk backward.
No, I'm not. Go ahead. I'm still in with helping. But, I mean, if you feel bad about it, we could think of things. Like, I got kids.
I do babysit for Amy.
Services.
What in the world?
We could help her earn the $500.
Lunchbox thinks we're crazy.
You guys have lost your mind. She got in a wreck. She crashed her car into the wall. We had nothing to do with it. It does not matter that she went to get coffee. The building has been there. It never moved.
Wait, you're telling me the building moved a few inches and
no!
recently threw
it's
off.
Our coffee that was going to spill.
Okay, so we paid to vacuum her floorboard, but to pay for $2,000 for a bumper? Get out of town.
Get out. Oh, wow. Not even stay in town to be irritated. Get out of town. Okay. Let me put on Alicia in Oxford,
okay,
Mississippi.
Okay.
Hey, Alicia.
Hey.
Do you have any knowledge of a situation like this?
Well, yeah. It actually happens a lot.
Okay.
Believe it or not.
Go ahead.
Because in Oxford, we have a lot of delivery services.
And
so if it's listed with the company as a commercial auto, she uses it for business use, then it's covered as a business vehicle. But if it's just her personal vehicle, then her insurance isn't going to cover it as a business. So then her insurance premium is going to go up. For filing a claim. Anytime you file a claim, your insurance does go up, unless you have accident forgiveness.
Do you have accident forgiveness?
Not that I know of.
Oh,
I don't
man.
Think
do you have
so.
Building forgiveness?
Yeah, is Nationwide on your side or what?
So wait, what do you think about this? So if she's at work, should work pay for it?
No, because, I mean, it was her fault. She was driving. She didn't want to spill the coffee inside, so she hit the building.
Okay.
Great call.
Great call. Smart woman.
I appreciate that call. See, now I feel bad, though. Hey, Brooklyn and Tallahassee.
Hey, Bobby.
Hey, tell me your story.
So, I actually would take my lunch break, and I would go to class during work. And I was on my way back to work, and they texted me and wanted me to go on a run. And so I plugged in the location that they told me into my GPS, and since I was looking at my GPS going to that location, I ended up totaling my car, and I was completely at fault for it, and they didn't pay for nothing.
Oh, man.
Oh, dear.
All right, thank you for the call. I'm going to have to sit on this one a while.
Not really. I mean, all those calls, man.
Two.
That's a lot.
Lots of tweets coming in about our phone screener Hillary ramming the building with her car when she was out getting coffees for the show. Someone says, first off, $2,000 was way too much for a bumper. By the way, Hillary's in the glass room. Hey, Hillary, what kind of car do you have?
What did he say?
You shouldn't have headphones on. What kind of car do you have?
a Lexus SUV.
Oh, dang. Wait, you got family money? We ain't paying for crap.
Exactly. Okay. Come on, she's driving a Lexus. She can afford a bumper. Get out of town. Listen,
wow.
I am done.
Plot twist.
Yeah.
Hillary's richer than all of us. We're in here feeling bad about her bumper.
Oh, you didn't know that?
No.
Well, I mean, I just figured it maybe... Hillary, is that a car that maybe one of your parents gave you or something?
No, I actually got it from my mom's old boss, so he gave me a really great deal on it.
Oh, okay. Huh. See, there
you go. Are you rich?
Bought the Lexus.
Definitely not. I'm working 3 jobs right now. Amy's babysitting. I count that as a job.
Huh. The Lexus thing, can I put a knot in the old
No kidding.
Story?
No, she got a good deal from her mom's old boss. It's not brand new or anything.
No, stop. She has a Lexus. I couldn't even look at a Lexus. Get out. I mean.
Oh, okay. Let's not judge someone.
I'm not judging anybody by their car. Except he's got a Lexus.
Except you are. Except we all are.
Yep.
Okay. First off, the tweet says, it's from Sam Arch. This 2000's way too much to fix a bumper. Second, how fast are you going that you destroyed the bumper that you need a replacement? How did you nail the gas right into the building?
I mean, I was trying to turn, so I was on the gas, okay. But I just didn't turn sharp enough.
Third, you hit a building. No one should pay for you hitting a building.
Yeah.
I mean, he makes a good point that the building wasn't moving.
That's right.
Okay. I have to spend some time with this, Hillary.
Okay.
But let me just think about this for
a Sounds like Chris Rock wrote all those tweets. Yeah. First, you hit a building.
Don't forget you got your Lexus.
Lexus. Hey, just one other point here. Hillary, our phone screener, was driving her SUV this morning. She's picking up coffee, and she runs into the building, and her bumper's messed up, and it's a $2,000 bumper apparently, and we're going, who should pay for it? But not to throw gasoline on the fire. Hillary in the room. Can you hear me in there, in the glass room? Okay. Hey, so not only is the subject of your car and you crashing into the building a thing, but you officially lost the bracket. Like, no one can lose to you.
Oh. Yeah, this week hasn't been very great.
Dang. Oh, that's why.
No.
Hillary on phone screen is taking shot after shot.
Didn't know that.
Yeah, she lost the bracket, which means for an entire day from when she wakes up until when she goes to bed, she has to wear underwear over her pants and then go do a public singing of I'm a Little Teapot. Yeah, at a place that we pick. Mm. So, yeah, it's really not shaping
not
up
your
too
week.
Good for
no,
you.
That's not my week, but it's okay. I'll do it.
Yeah. That bet you lost.
Yeah, we got it. We know you'll do it.
There's no debate on that bet. Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Hillary. Hillary, the phone screener, having a
just wanted to bring that up.
Well, I mean, no salt in the wound.
I feel like it needed to be addressed.
Yeah.
If you have to eat a turd, don't nibble it. That's what I say.
I love that one. I'm writing that one.
My grandma used to say all the time, say, you got to eat the turd, don't nibble it. It's just eat
it. Just
take it all.
Yep.
Yeah, I just don't want to nibble the turd. I just wanted to have the whole thing.
No, that's smart. Right,
you wrecked your car in the building and you lost the bed. Here's the whole thing.
Oh.
I know. Let me run this scenario by you, Amy.
Okay.
Because I think I messed up.
What'd you do?
And I had a good heart about it because I felt like my heart was in the right place. I just don't think it ended up how I wanted it to end up. So I get a tweet from a listener. She goes, hey, I'm #B-team. My daughter's doing a fundraiser. They live north of Sacramento. Listen to us on the Bull in Sacramento. Says, hey, they're doing for St. Baldrick's. Which you guys familiar with that?
Yeah.
You raise cancer. Money and shave your head to support people that are fighting childhood cancer. Daughter's in 9th grade, and she shows me her page where she's raising money. Now, I know this is a legit cause because it goes right to the St. Baldrick's page. So I go, oh, I'd like to help out, and I donate. Well, apparently the person who has the most money donated to their account has to shave their head. Now, this is a 9th grade girl.
Yes.
I think I donated too much money.
That's you.
Because she has to shave her head.
And I feel bad about it because I just wanted to donate to it.
Well, what she knew
I know,
entering.
But,
that
I know.
That,
but do they really think someone's going to respond on Twitter?
That's going to make them win.
That lives halfway across the country.
Yeah.
And I don't feel like I'm halfway across the country from our listeners. I feel like we're just one computer screen away from each other, mm-hmm. or a phone. So, it was a pretty nice chunk of money. But now she's the leader. And she's done. She has to shave her head. She's in 9th grade.
Uh-oh.
She's a girl. If it was a dude, I would be like, your hair's short anyway.
Yeah. You couldn't have picked a dude?
I'm flummoxed. No, the dude didn't. The person
the
didn't
mom
tweet
tweeted
me.
You. I mean.
So now I'm flummoxed.
That's a big word. Let me look it up.
I don't know what that means.
So.
Very nice of you.
My heart was in the right place, but now I feel like a total dweeb.
Ooh, heart's in the right place. I think, hopefully, here's what you got to do. You just got to hope that she went into this knowing.
I got to get her on the phone.
Wanting to win. Fundraise the most, and she's totally cool with shaving her head. Because, you're right now.
She has long hair, back. It's I showed Mike D the picture of her. I was like, dude, I think I'm torn up.
Yeah, you need to know. You need to get her on the phone. You need to know where she was entering this. Did she want to?
I don't know.
Maybe she wanted to raise some funds, join in, like be a part of something. That's Did she ever think she was going to win?
That's
no.
A problem.
So
I know.
Now she has to shave her head.
I know, and that takes a long time to grow back.
A long time.
So
and for a girl in the ninth grade,
I know.
You know what? I'm going to go with that. Her heart is all in, and she's just going to go for it, and she's happy to do it.
I don't know if we can get her on the phone. I'd like to talk to the mom or to the...
Mm-hmm. Like, did she cry
there's a picture. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh. You see a picture of her?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Her hair's beautiful.
I know. Thank you.
Go ahead. I know how you can solve this.
I thought maybe find a dude who has short hair and donate to him more, like I put myself into this trap, or if I let him beat her.
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say just shave your head for her.
But I don't have any hair.
I'm just...
I mean, I have short hair. It would take me nothing. Also have a couple TV things coming up.
He doesn't have time for that lunchbox.
Our station manager, Gator, is in here. Hey, Gator, did you hear what happened? Where Hillary, our phone's going to crash into the building?
You know, honestly, I was playing basketball this morning, missed the whole story. I just heard as I was walking out.
So, okay, you're in management.
Yeah.
Important fella.
Nah.
He's calling the shots around here. Most influential program director in country music, right here. Here he is, the Gator. Alligator, the Gator. Okay,
this feels like a setup.
No. We want your opinion. Okay. So,
Alligator.
Yeah. Hillary, our phone screener, goes to get coffees.
Sure.
And she comes back and she crashes into the building outside.
Like hit our building?
Yeah. Building's fine.
Okay.
She's fine.
The building didn't move. Don't worry. Fine.
But her bumper has a hole in it now.
Okay.
So who pays for that?
Well, it sounds. I don't think it's the building's fault.
It's not the building's fault. But who pays for that?
It's going to be her insurance. She's going to have to file that, and it's going to be her insurance.
So you think that's on her?
Well, listen, did she voluntarily go get the coffee, or did someone order her to go get coffee?
Well, she went to pick up coffees for the show. She was doing it.
Was that a work thing? Did she say, hey, go get coffee?
Yes, because she's the lowest on the totem pole, so she's the errand runner. She went to do the errand.
Oh, cool. So it could be a part of her job. Now it's... tough call. Still her insurance.
Still her insurance.
Wow.
Hillary, are you hearing this? Even the Gator says that according to him, it's a your insurance thing.
So they have to pay for it and then I have to pay the deductible?
Well, it depends on your insurance. But yeah, I'm thinking you're going to have to pay the deductible.
Because Amy thinks we should all pitch in as a show and pay for the bumper.
Yeah.
Like, how nuts is that?
I think it's great. Amy first.
Okay.
Okay.
You know what? I love you. I'll throw a 20 spot in.
Yeah, wow.
See? There you go. We got this.
Go fund me Hillary's bumper. Now, does it affect your judgment at all that she has a Lexus?
Yes, actually.
That is so judgmental.
I know. All life's a judgment.
That's all it is in this world.
Hey, by the way, Gator, our program director's in here. Last night we had our class of 2018 show where the five artists that I picked at the very beginning of the year all came out and played. And I'd say it's pretty awesome, huh?
It was incredible. And the thing that was cool was everybody was so respectful. Like the people that were there, the B-teamers, they love music because it was like a Bluebird experience. It was so quiet and Analog is brilliant. I mean, that place is awesome.
This Cassie Ashton.
Oh, jeez.
I mean, she captivated the room, right?
Yeah, crazy good. And what's funny with her is like when she talks, she's one person. When she sings, she's a completely different person, and it's awesome.
Yeah, the whole room was just like watching her going, what is happening? But yeah, it was fantastic. And Morgan Evans.
Sometimes you gotta kiss somebody.
Our On the Verge artist. The Gator had a big hand in picking that. Look at this guy over here. Gator.
So what I would love about Morgan, though, was he was up there watching every single person that performed.
Oh, him and because Kelsey came with him, and she didn't go out. She just was there supporting Morgan.
Yeah.
Morgan Evans, her husband. But they sat and watched every one of the artists.
Every single one of them.
Yeah. They all did.
Yeah. It was cool.
So, all right, Gator, thank you for your insight. Anything else you'd like to say? We have in our room now the most influential program director in country music right now.
Yeah.
Anything you want to ask him? Because we have him right here.
That's trouble.
How was your basketball game this morning?
Yeah, did you win?
I played like crap, but we won every game, so took one for the team. Yep.
And the term Gator comes from what?
I was an 18-year-old idiot. My real name's Tony. And they said, nope, that's too plain because it was 1990, whatever. And they said, nope, we're going to call you Gator. And I said, okay.
Oh, that's similar to my story.
You're going to pay me to talk on the radio? I think I was pulling down like 14-3 that first year.
Balling.
Oh, man. Yeah. That's the most money I've ever had still.
Well, I remember when I signed my first contract. I'd been on it for 7 years. I signed a contract. It was for $17,000 a year. I was like, boom, BOC, balling out of control. But Bobby Bones was just giving it forced on me, too.
As a
17-year-old kid, they said, okay, your name's either Bobby Z or Bobby Bones. And I said, well, they both kind of stink, but you're going to pay me to talk on the radio?
But the thing is, at least Bobby Bones sounds cool. Gator is just an animal. And by the way, I've worked in Tennessee radio my entire life. Do you know how unpopular Gators are in the state of Tennessee?
Florida Gators.
Doesn't make any sense whatsoever. Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure it's a reptile.
I never even thought of the Florida Gators.
Thank you, Gator.
Good call. Well, thanks, guys.
What'd you say, Eddie?
It's a reptile, not an animal.
But it's still an animal.
It's still an animal.
A reptile is an animal.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, my
Eddie.
Goodness.
Hey, guys, I have a leopard gecko, please. Okay. Let me be the expert.
Tony Gator, thank you.
Bye, guys.
All right, there he is. Tony Gator, station program. Yay! You know that Elon Musk guy, the guy at Tesla, the guy that shoots the rockets in the air?
Yeah.
Apparently, his dad, I don't know, Lunchbox, have to break this down for me. So Elon Musk's dad had a daughter with a
He has a child.
So Elon Musk's dad.
Yes.
His name is Errol Musk. Okay, Errol.
He had a baby with his stepdaughter.
What do you mean?
Like, okay, he married a woman.
Okay.
Who had like a 4-year-old girl. Later on in life, he married that 4-year-old girl when she became an adult, and they have a child together now.
Huh.
Did he raise the 4-year-old girl?
He said, no, he said she was away from our family, but we reconnected. No.
Errol is 72.
Ew.
He said he did not see Jana until she was 30.
Okay.
She was raised mostly away from the family.
Mostly.
But that's
mostly.
That's the word, too. Like, if I'm in court, mostly, you're still guilty. He's a little bit too much.
Errol, that's messed up.
Errol, if you're listening.
That's messed up, man.
Like, what are you doing?
But,
Errol. Oh, I love a good butt. I love a good butt.
I mean, it's totally creepy and like.
But it's not illegal.
But there's really no. I mean, if he's saying he didn't see her from when she was a little girl, I bet plenty of girls you saw when they were 4, and at 30, you'd be like, okay.
But it's not your stepdaughter.
Woody Allen does it?
No, that's a different story.
That's different, right?
He raised that.
That's what I'm saying. It's his stepdaughter.
But he raised.
Wait, are you okay with that?
he's saying he didn't see her for many years.
He said mostly.
I don't mostly.
That means he helped raise that kid.
I mean, still a stepdaughter. I'm gonna step out on this one and go nope.
Yeah, me too. But still, ew. Is Elon? They hang out?
No, they don't talk.
Yeah. Elon is just because it's his dad. Yeah, it's a famous
Elon
story.
Wishes he wasn't even in the story.
Elon wants a Tesla out of this one.
That's why he wants to go to Mars.
Oh, no.
Get away from his stepdad.
Get out of here.
Good one.
Yeah, that's a weird
one. That is bizarre. So I guess it didn't work out with her mom and him.
But
it worked out with her daughter.
Yeah.
By the way, we go yesterday and we accept this award, the Crystal Ball Trophy. They get the Red Cross. Here's the Crystal Ball Award. Raise like $1 million and they give it. It's a real nice ceremony. We get dressed up and the Crystal Cross, excuse me.
Yes.
And so, of course, it's a cross, not a ball. It's the Red Cross.
Yeah, Red Cross.
So apparently Lunchbox stole an award, first of all. What Eddie says. Eddie says
what?
You stole
it's
the award.
It's not here. I mean, we all got
Where
the
are
award.
The awards? I need both awards up here. Are they both here still?
Here. Bobby's yours is right here.
Where's the other one?
Yeah, the other one's MIA, dude.
Where's the other award? Lunchbox, where's the other award?
Yeah, Bobby here.
Look, it's right there.
No,
Bobby,
there are two.
Your award.
No, where's the other one, though?
Oh, it's on the shelf.
Where?
At my house.
Okay, you got to bring it back up here.
No.
We can draw. If we want to give it to a show member, I'm finally giving away both these people's houses.
Yeah.
But we can't just take them home and steal them.
Why is it at your house?
Well, they handed it to me.
No, yeah, but
they handed
this one to Mike Deese. Did he get to keep it?
Well, I mean, that's Mike Deese's fault for not thinking.
No, you have to bring it back. And we'll draw. And if you feel like if you win it, you can keep it at your house.
Guys.
Like the Stanley Cup. You pass it around.
Here's the thing. They handed it to me, and I have a child coming, so I want this child to come into the world thinking, man, this guy's a winner, so I need to put this trophy on
display.
You're
going to get an ACM. Show the ACM.
I know, but this is a humanitarian award.
It is
that
a
is
nice
true.
Award.
You have to bring it back.
I'll see if I can find it.
Oh, it's lost?
Yeah, it might be lost.
You put it up on your shelf, really?
Yeah.
Pretty cool looking.
It is a cool looking award.
This guy.
Like, what are you, why
it's
do you
our
want
our award. It should be here at least.
Stop.
Or want to give it to a listener? Give it to a listener.
Yeah, you can't just take stuff home.
No. They handed it to me.
I think they were just trying to get rid of the box.
And then I put it in my car and it ended up on my shelf.
Oh, all right. Over to Amy now with Pile.
Whoa. The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
The fear of robots taking jobs is making employees sick. Like, physically sick.
Well, this has always been a thing over history. People used to, pull all the crops with their hands and then
Then you built machines. And but what's going to happen is it's not that people are taking... This is my whole theory here.
Okay.
Jobs aren't going away. Different jobs are opening up. Because what's going to happen is jobs where you have to literally think and create, there are going to be more of those. That's where people are going to find their... Because robots can't think and create. They can right now mass produce cars. We're seeing that. There used to be people that would put the wheels on. And, but now it's the jobs of the you know, like poets.
Yeah.
Not that there's a big market for poetry, but my point is those kind of jobs are the ones that are going to be way more demanding.
So you just have to navigate your skill set to fit.
That's what we've been doing our whole life.
Yeah.
There's a real... I read a book about this guy, the Hershey guy.
And chocolate?
Yeah. I don't know what's his first name. Walter Hershey, we'll call him. Yeah, but the chocolate guy. How when they were inventing and they had machines come in, he was, the economy was terrible. And he was like, nope, I'm going to still hire 40 people instead of putting in one machine because I need to keep these people working.
Oh, wow.
That's not going to happen very much.
Yeah, Hershey, that's old school.
But wow. I read that and I was like, man, that Hershey guy had it. That's pretty cool. Yeah, yeah. That's why I have all of you guys. I mean, I could do the show by myself.
All these robots?
No.
Which one of us could our jobs be replaced by a robot? Legit. Anybody?
Probably Morgan, too. It could just take our voice and then tweet it.
Or I feel like I have enough lunchbox saved up.
Oh!
Where I can just hit a button and be like, you're stupid.
Yeah, that's true.
That's your bone here.
Yeah. No. I think this is a thinking man's job.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah, what else?
Justin Bieber wants to do more Christian appropriate songs. Sources say that he wants his music to be more in line with his church's values, but even so, he's not going to do a full-on Christian album.
Listen, I think if he wants to do a Christian record, great for him.
Yeah.
Sing a song about the good Lord's, what I say. He's very religious now.
Yes.
I have friends that are pretty close with Justin. They go to church with Justin. They say he's the real deal.
What do they say about Justin and Selena?
They're not together.
Dunzo.
But I just read that on the internet. I don't ask about that. It's like people who are really close to him, so I don't ask those.
I know.
Listen. They say that he's really like... Hey, listen, nobody's perfect. The best Christian people I know don't claim to be perfect, but. Yeah, they say he's like really in. He's into it. So I hope he does. I mean, I think it's a great example.
So on his next album or next songs that he puts out, we may see more of a Christian influence.
I think it would be cool if he made Jesus cool to people who Jesus wasn't that cool to right now.
Yeah, I agree.
So I'm into that. Well, go ahead.
What else?
Yeah.
Netflix is bringing back Queer Eye for a second season. Has anybody watched the first season on Netflix?
People love it.
I haven't. Because I watched that Wild Wild Country. And that's on my Netflix. Well, by the way, watch that show. But I haven't watched Queer Eye yet. But people that I know that watch it say it's the best thing. I didn't like the first one that much.
Okay, well, here's me who never watched the first one, ever. I didn't really know much about it other than kind of a little bit of the concept. So this Netflix, I mean, it is so good.
Are all the guys gay?
Yes.
Okay, because the first time there was like one that wasn't gay.
This is the Fab Five.
Okay.
And they are. And they're going in and they picked people that, you know, you wouldn't really think... Maybe they don't have much interaction with gay people or whatever, and they touch on race and culture and it's so
like
moving
that.
And like you cry.
Oh, so it's more than just clothes.
Oh, it's so much more.
I'm
than
into that.
It's totally sends just like a good message of you're like, you know what? Okay, the world isn't totally crumbling before our eyes, you know. And
I just thought it was where they go and pick out clothes, and all of a sudden you're like, bam, look at me.
No,
but I like it. There's a message to it.
Yeah. They're kind of breaking down some stereotypes and whatnot, and I think it's good. I'm glad it's coming back for a second season. And this is from someone I never watched it in the beginning, but I saw it on Netflix. I think when I got sick, I binged it. It was pretty good. And then lastly, you know, we hear that like looking down at your phone is just really, really bad. But I'm going to give you this to compare. Unless you're driving, don't close your eyes. But I need you to sit here and think about a 60-pound weight literally on your neck.
Okay.
So when you're looking down at your phone, that is basically what is happening to your neck. It's the equivalent to a 60-pound weight on it. And our necks are down all the time.
Well, to counterbalance that, I spend a lot of time looking at the sun.
Well, then that's a 60-pound weight on your chin.
Oh, and my eyeballs hurt a little bit.
I just think that we need to somehow, like, should we invent, like, texting with our phone straight out ahead or something?
Eventually, it's all going to be in our eyeballs anyway.
No,
it's going to be in a contact or glasses. That's where it's going to be.
Well, that's what they do in Altered Carbon. It's all in the eyeball.
Yeah, it's all going to be there. Like, obviously.
Oh.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Okay, well, try to not put your neck down. I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right. Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Kenny Chesney was in earlier, and we were talking about working out, and then I boxed, so I asked him about boxing, and it turned into, you ever been in a fist fight? And at first he said, no, I never punched anybody. And then he goes, oh, I have hit someone before. Here's Kenny Chesney this morning.
Let me take that back. I did hit a person once. And it was in the middle of my show, believe it or not. And this just goes to show you how much things have changed.
That used to be part
because
of the show?
I just have to get it to cry. So this was 2005, and it was the first year I played the Pittsburgh Steelers football stadium. And that year, I came up on my entrance to the show was in the middle of the stadium where the soundboard is. And then at the end of the show, I thought it'd be cool if I just walked through the crowd to the stage. And it was a little cheesy looking back on it because I had security around me, and you kind of look like a boxer going through the crowd. But, the fans liked it, I thought, anyway. So halfway, this guy grabs me by the knees and picks me up and squeezes me and holds me up in the air in front of the whole stadium. And I just reacted and I went pow, and I hit him as hard as I could, all force, going down right on his mouth.
I
hit him right in the face really hard.
He let go immediately?
In front of 60,000 people. Right? And I'm thinking the whole first couple of songs, I went, this is great. I'm going to do this whole show, and everything I make tonight, I'm going to have to give to him. That just goes to show you how much our culture has changed, because you can't find that anywhere. No, it was before everybody had a phone in their hand.
Oh, yeah, good
right?
point.
So no one has footage
viral.
Of this.
Nobody. We have it. My guys, and I couldn't believe it. And I ended up talking to the guy. He was scared that I was going to sue him somehow. Nobody press charges or anything, but that's the only time I've ever hit a person, and I just reacted. I couldn't believe it.
That was this morning. What a great Kenny Chesney story that we just dug and dug and dug. He's like, oh yeah, punch somebody in the face. Get ready for this one, folks. Man, it was good. So hear the whole thing back. Once the show gets loaded today, search Bobby Bones Show on demand on iHeartRadio. By the way, it's Mariah Carey's birthday today. Mariah Carey turns 48. Did you know Mariah Carey has made $60 million from All I Want for Christmas Is You? She didn't write that song.
Wow.
I don't think she wrote it, right? Wow. So here's the game we're going to play. Since it's Mariah Carey's birthday, she's 48. I have it's 12 because some of them tie for number 10. I have the artist with the most number ones, pop number ones, okay, of all time. So the actual...
Wow.
Here it is. Number one, most number one. I'm trying to fight. The number one pop hits in the United States. Okay?
Okay.
So we're talking about, there are a couple old school artists here. Like, I'll throw you a bone on one of them, okay? The Supremes make the list. Because the Supremes have 12 number ones.
Okay, I got it.
Okay.
I got it.
So we'll go around. We'll see if you miss it or not. Amy, you go first. Who do you want to say is on the list? Go ahead.
Whitney Houston.
Ooh, Whitney Houston. How do you feel about that one, guys?
That's a good one. She only has one.
Which one does she have?
I Will Always Love You.
Whitney Houston comes in at number 7 with 11 number ones. She's 11 number ones.
Stop it.
Good one, Amy.
All right, Lunchbox, you're up, buddy.
That's easy. The Beatles.
The Beatles.
Yeah, I mean, they're the biggest band of all time. They have to be on there.
The Beatles at number 1 with 20 number ones.
Get off me, fools.
Yeah. We weren't on you.
Nobody was on you. Nobody disagreed with you.
Okay.
We actually thought, hey, good answer there, friend.
Hey.
I was about to pat you on the back.
Yeah, we're about to go, hey, babe, good work. Mariah Carey's at number 2, by the way, with 18. She has 18 number one. Second of all time.
Dang.
Eddie.
Ah, the king, Elvis.
Elvis Presley, he says. Show me Elvis Presley here, ladies and gentlemen.
No.
What?
Take a seat.
The king of rock and roll?
Yeah, so you don't have to, you're not dumb, but they have 1 point. You have none.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh my goodness.
Now we go back. Eddie, you're up again.
Okay, get off me, fools.
Go ahead. That's how you do it, like him.
Let's go with Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson.
Is Michael Jackson in the top 10? Yeah. Michael Jackson has 13 number ones. Yeah. At number 4 all time.
Beat it.
That's crazy. Luke Bryan has like 20, but Michael
country chart.
It's different.
I know. Different chart.
It just sounds funny.
Different chart. And their format's not completely screwed up in radio.
Gotcha.
And then it's not everybody just patting themselves on the back.
I didn't mean to bring this
passing
up.
Around phone calls. Hey, I'll give you the number one
Bones,
if you give
I'm
me
sorry.
The number one.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to bring that up.
Don't get me started.
I know. Sorry.
Wait it.
Let's go here. Lunchbox, back to you.
Oh, this is easy. Come together, you two.
First of all, the Beatles sing Come Together. That
was
you already
the Beatles
guessed.
Again.
Oh. And then, that Bono dude's pretty big.
And then you two didn't make it.
What?
No hits.
Although they were huge.
Amy?
Madonna.
Madonna's at number 5. That's correct. Just 12 number one. Right now, Amy's in the lead with 2 points. There are only like 5 left. Amy, you're up again.
Oh, wow. Oh, I thought I was going to have a minute.
No, because it goes snake.
Yeah,
so it
snake
equals
draft.
Out.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Which artist is on the list for most number ones all time pop chart? Go ahead. Biggest artist of all time? Go ahead. Amy?
Usher.
Usher. Ooh. Usher. Wow.
Isn't that nice and random?
Wow. Okay. Yes.
He's on there! He's on there!
Yeah.
Get out!
He has 9. He's at number 12.
I thought it was
tied for 10.
No, wait. These are my confessions.
Yeah. What?
Just when I thought yeah.
I'm
that
shocked.
All I could say.
Amy's in the lead now
yeah.
with 3.
Oh, I got it.
Lunchbox, go
I
ahead.
Got it. He may be a little creepy, but R. Kelly!
Oh,
no ignition.
Exactly.
Hot and fresh out the kitchen.
Show me R. Kelly. No.
R. Kelly?
He's bigger than Usher.
I
no
like
way.
To say, come together, R. Kelly.
Here comes the sun,
R. Kelly.
He is bigger than Usher. You
no,
guys
he's
can't.
Not.
Oh.
No, he's not.
Stop.
Eddie.
Okay.
No, statistically, he's not. I have the numbers right here. Eddie, go ahead.
Gosh, I'm so nervous right now. But give me Britney Spears.
Oh, wow. Britney Spears.
That was a dumb guess.
Oh, is it?
What?
I don't think it's dumb.
Thank yeah. you, Amy.
I almost guessed it
Any
early.
Other? Eddie, last time
I
we
have
go
new
around.
Kids in the block.
No. Lunchbox?
Yeah, I am going to have to go with someone from the 80s.
Go ahead.
So we'll have to go with Guns N' Roses.
Ooh.
Is that pop?
Amy, you're the... Yeah, anything's pop if it crosses over and is the main chart.
Yeah.
It
stands for popular.
Popular. Pop is popular.
I know that.
Duh.
I worked in pop.
Come on, Amy.
Go ahead, Amy. You're very pop. Popular. You, go ahead. You won anyway, but this is the last guess.
Yeah,
go on.
Beyonce.
No, no, not Beyonce. Amy, by the way, with 3 points, Amy is the winner. Congratulations, Amy. Yeah, there it is.
Thank you. Hey, who else is on there?
The Beatles, I'll go in order. The Beatles have 20.
I got that.
Mariah Carey has 18. At third is Rihanna with 14.
Oh, Rihanna, duh.
There are only like 3 new artists on this, but Rihanna has 14. Michael Jackson at 13. Madonna at 12. The Supremes at 12. Whitney Houston with 11 number ones. Janet Jackson,
of course,
has 10 number ones.
Really?
Stevie Wonder.
Oh, I should have known that.
No, you shouldn't have.
Yeah, Superstition.
Sunshine. Katy Perry, Elton John, and Usher.
Elton John. Oh, come on, guys.
You're just yelling names back at me at this point.
He's already said
yeah,
the name.
We all feel the same way about the list. We're like, oh, I should have thought of
Rihanna.
The list. Oh. Now, Rihanna would have never crossed my radar, but okay. Stevie Wonder, he's the jam.
Okay, cool.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah. Okay, so if you search BobbyCast, that's the podcast I do from my house, you will hear a Red Akins podcast. Really fantastic. He talks about his songs, when he's an artist, talks about the over 30 number ones, talks about Thomas Rhett, his son, and it's just full. I mean, so many people have downloaded that podcast. So search BobbyCast on iHeartRadio or on Apple Podcasts. But I'm going to tell you, Morgan Number 2 did one, and it's got a lot of plays.
Oh, people
are very interested in Morgan Number 2. Morgan Number 2, are you feeling like people oddly care about you more than you thought they would?
People are super interested in, I guess, what I have to say because
well,
like,
easy
off
there.
The mic.
She's like, people are super interested in what I have to say.
No, it's because I talked about the show after the show.
Yeah? You think
people,
that's what it is?
Yeah, I think people are interested in that.
Morgan Number 2 brings, she's the newest person in the room. I mean, all the rest of us have kind of been around each other for 10 years.
Yeah.
So Morgan Number 2 is the newbie and she talks about that. And she says, man, it's weird. It was weird. It's tough. You walk into the room and everybody knows each other and you're the new person?
Oh, for sure.
So, yeah, BobbyCast. Morgan Number 2 is apparently a big star now. Had no idea. Wow.
Not so much.
Wow.
She's handling the fame well.
Our studio, our building gave her a parking spot.
Wow.
I can't even get one. And they gave her one because her BobbyCast is so big.
Wow.
They're
like,
dang,
future star. Yeah, so that's up there. This morning, we were in my office before the show, and we were recording and some commercials and promo stuff. And Amy messes up on her promo, and she goes, just leave it. It sounds natural. And I said, well, no. We're recording it. We have to keep it going.
Leave it.
She's like, no, but that's how I naturally talk, so just leave it.
I think it's more relatable. I mean, because I'm not a perfect speaker.
Great. And when you talk live like this, it's okay. But if you're recording, the rule is if you're recording, it has to be right.
How bad was it?
Oh, it's still been the rule for years, but I just was so
frustrated. She was
frustrated
because she kept messing up.
The fifth time I've had to redo it. And I was like, just leave it.
She goes, no, it's relatable. Leave it. It's more relatable.
It's natural.
Yeah, natural. It's natural. Natural is what it was. I was like, stop it, Amy.
Yeah. I know, I get it. And you know what? We redid it, and I didn't mess up.
Yeah, because I was like, we have to redo it. And then Ray's yelling at us, hurry up! Got to get on the air. We got to go. Thanks to Kenny Chesney for coming by. Listen to the show back if you want to hear that. We appreciate you being here. We will see you tomorrow on the show. Thank you very much. Come on, y'all. Bobby Bones Show. Yeah.